If you've ever tried to find a map showing the feeder pattern for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, you might have come up empty. The school district says it doesn't have a map it can give to the public that shows which schools kids are assigned to based on where they live. So we made one, and when we looked at the map, we saw lots of stories. This is Dividing Lines, the Shape of Education in Pittsburgh, a podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Liz Reed. Today, on our final episode, Pittsburgh Public Schools faces challenges. One, academic achievement. White students consistently fare better than Black students. Two, enrollment. Less than half of parents choose their neighborhood school. Sarah Schneider reports the district leaders want to meet those challenges, but are still figuring out how to do it.
School board member Sala Udine stood in front of a crowded room of concerned parents and community members this week and promised change. The high school in his district, University Prep 6 through 12, performs poorly in state standardized tests. 90% of students are Black, and most are scoring at the basic level. Udine says turning around the school begins with a conversation.
You start by admitting that we are failing, and you start pulling all hands on deck, bringing everybody to the table, coming up with ideas.
The problems at that school are reflected more broadly at the district level. Today, white students make up a third of the district's enrollment, and African Americans about half. But white children are far more likely to be enrolled in at least one advanced placement course, and students of color are far more likely to be suspended out of school. A district-wide effort to bring everyone to the table is just beginning. At this year's State of the District address, Superintendent Anthony Hamlet stressed that transformational change is slow, difficult work. As the theme song from the movie Chariots of Fire played in the background, Hamlet accepted a gold baton from the Brashear High School senior who introduced him. He paced the stage while video of the Pittsburgh Marathon played behind him. It's a metaphor he has embraced while talking about how to improve the district.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. We are committed to completing each leg of the race to reach our desired long-term outcomes for our students.
In order to finish the race, Hamlet says the district needs a better lay of the land. He's awaiting the results of a demographic study the district commissioned this time last year. The study will look at where students live and where they are attending school, both public and private. It will also capture data on race and socioeconomic status. For decades, leaders in Hamlet's position focused on racial balance in schools as the key to addressing achievement disparities, because historically, white schools have received more resources than Black schools. But the district has pivoted. Hamlet says further integrating schools isn't his primary goal. His goal is to make sure all schools are good schools. And that starts with believing all students, Black or white, rich or poor, can achieve.
And that's the difference maker to me. If we have high expectations for all students and meet them where they are and lift them up, then we'll see equity begin to manifest itself in a more robust way in our schools right now.
But exactly how that manifests in schools remains to be seen. Hamlet says everything is on the table. Opening schools, closing schools, changing feeder pattern lines, or throwing the whole map out the window and letting parents choose which school to send their kids to. Erica Fairby Jones is Hamlet's chief of staff, and she says any change has to have buy-in from the community.
We want to talk to people about this. We don't want to do anything that is haphazard, ill-informed, and does not have a ton of engagement around it.
But community meetings, drafting plans, going back to the community and board, not to mention actually executing those plans, it all takes time. Board member Sala Udine says the system, including University Prep, is failing Black students now.
I wish more people were angry about it. I'm angry about it. It has to change, and it has to change quickly, not 75 or 100 years.
Parents are concerned. That's why most parents don't send their kids to neighborhood schools. University Prep in the Hill draws kids from a wide swath of Pittsburgh neighborhoods, from downtown to North Oakland, up to Morningside. But only 18% of students assigned to attend the school actually go there. Some parents who spoke at the meeting about UPrep this week said they know that the choices they make affect other students, but they said they have to put their own children first. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
This has been Dividing Lines, the shape of education in Pittsburgh. Find more at wesa.fm/dividinglines. I'm Liz Reed. Thanks for listening.